Our theme on Radio Islam for the month of Ramadan is Season of Change. Now, when we talk of change, then we need to bring about change in the various facets of our lives. Last week, on Sabah al-Muslim, I focused on procrastination, not delaying in getting down to doing good. And we spoke about the fact that when you have the desire to change, and we all have the desire, I'd like to change, when the desire comes to you, you need to act on it immediately, because you do not know whether you will really experience a similar desire in the future. So you need to act and you need to seize the moment. Now, moving on, for this week, we're going to be talking about unity and building a genuine ummah consciousness. Building an ummah. We are an ummah. However, we've allowed petty differences, small differences, to fragment and to break us up. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, you all need to come together and hold on to the rope of Allah. Now remember, human beings will definitely see things differently. We all are wired differently. No two people will see things exactly the same. And if we limit to only uniting with those who see things in the same way, then we'll never have unity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala ukhbirukum, should I not inform you, bi'afdali min darajati siyami wa salati wa sadaqati, about that which is of greatest stature and high a position than fasting and salah and sadaqah. And the sahaba said, Bala. Yes indeed, O Nabi, well, tell us about this. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Islahu dhatil bayn wa fasadu dhatil bayn al-haliqa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that greater than fasting, charity and all other acts of worship is unity. It is coming together. It is about uniting. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not inform you of that which is worse than all of this? What is the most destructive thing? It shaves away the good deeds, and that is when you have bad internal relations. When you have bad internal relations amongst you, then that is the worst that you could fall to. We need to understand the importance of keeping good relations and uniting everyone. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us about these bad tendencies that would come about as time would go on. And what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? وَفَسَادُ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ هِيَ الْحَالِقَةِ. Infighting and mutual hatred are the shavers. And then in another hadith he said, I do not say that they shave of the hair, but mutual fighting shaves off your religion. When there's disharmony, when there's hatred amongst people, when people commit the sins of backbiting and scandalizing one another and hurting each other and accusing one another, when there's mutual wrangling and quarreling, then the evil influence of all of that definitely affects your religion. The noor of religion is taken away, and what we have is darkness penetrates and permeates the heart. And it's for this reason that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasize very often that disharmony and discord must be avoided. It must be avoided at all cost. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led the salah in the Masjid in Nabawi. As long as he was alive, no one led the salah. All his life, he could not come to the Masjid at the time of salah, just once. And Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu led the congregation. The reason why the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not come to the masjid was that he had learned about a dispute between two groups of the Muslims. So he went there to put things right. He was delayed there, and in his absence, Abdurrahman bin Auf led the salah. This was the only time in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he was healthy and he did not perform the salah in Masjid-e-Nabawi. if we analyze the Quran and the Sunnah, we find that the instruction that is given to us is that we should not tolerate fighting between believers. We must do our best to bring about a compromise in disputes and to avoid similar situations. And those that do this, Nabi Salman said, "Ana zaimun bi baitin fi wasat al jannah liman taraka al miraa wa huwa muhiqqun." I give an assurance of a house in the center of paradise to the one, in spite of being rightful, ceases a dispute, who gives up a dispute. So we need to keep in front of us these rewards that have been promised, and like that work towards building a united ummah. May Allah give us the ability.